Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
In today's program, we're going to start our discovery unit. It's a two-day unit about the big brain theory. There's a new reality show on Discovery called The Big Brain Theory Pure Genius. And it's a competition between some very intelligent people who are very good in math and science and engineering. It's kind of fun because it is a competition, and if they don't do well, they can possibly be kicked off the show.
It's an exciting program, and if you don't have time to see it, you can listen to us talk about it today. And the next day, we're going to also be talking about this program. People with big brains. If you've got a big brain, if you're above average intelligence, which most people think they are, then you might actually relate to this show. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content, and then we'll come back to discuss it.
In its relatively short history, the U.S. has produced some of the world's finest modern inventions. A wide variety of things such as the light bulb, the iPhone, and the Mars rover were all created by Americans. Yet that hasn't quenched the American public's desire for new creations. The search for America's next great inventor has begun on Discovery's new reality show, The Big Brain Theory, Pure Genius. 10 contestants were selected for the show based on their abilities in math, science, and engineering. Each week, the participants are presented with a seemingly impossible engineering challenge. Then, contestants will have 30 minutes to brainstorm solutions to the problem. The two contestants with the best answers, as determined by the judges, will be selected as captains of their teams and will take turns selecting other members. Afterward, they will have just 3 days to turn their idea into a reality before the two squads face off. After every challenge, a member of the losing team will be voted off the show. This will continue until only one person remains. The winner will receive $50,000 in cash and a dream job with a high-tech company. The host of the show is actor and producer Cal Penn. One of the two judges is the CEO of WET, a technology company, and the other is a nanotechnologist and a renewable energy innovator. Weekly winners are selected for the logic and design of their solutions and how these ideas are executed under real-world conditions.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about today's featured subject, the Big Brain Theory. And if you talk about a theory, you're talking about some kind of idea that is designed to explain some kind of phenomenon. Of course, the first thing that I think about here, the Big Brain Theory, is the Big Bang Theory, which is a scientific theory that is used to explain the creation of the universe, basically how the universe came about, the Big Bang Theory. I think that's where this title is kind of coming from here, but we're talking about the Big Brain Theory. In other words, do people have brains big enough? Are they clever enough to come up with some ideas to solve some basic engineering problems?
Okay, so let's talk about this. In its relatively short history, the U.S. or the United States has produced some of the world's finest modern inventions. Relatively means we're comparing it to other countries' history. So our history isn't that short, but if you compare it to, say, China's history, it's pretty short. We've only been around for a couple hundred years.
Although the American government is pretty old itself compared to other governments in the world.
True.
Just not the actual country or nation or culture.
We've had our constitution for a while. Now, we've produced some cool inventions. An invention is something that someone creates for the very first time. It didn't exist on the planet Earth before this person thought of it and made it, so it's kind of cool. I'm not an inventor. I think inventors have very interesting minds. They think differently than other people. But what are some of the inventions we've come up with? Well, the light bulb, which is really a cool invention. The iPhone, which is more recent. And the Mars rover. What's the Mars rover, Tom?
Well, rover is from the verb to rove, which means to kind of move over a surface in different directions. So this is a kind of machine, a robot, if you will, that is exploring the surface of Mars. Actually, I think there are three of them up there now, except one of them shut down. I think the other two are still running. But in any case, We've got the Mars rover, the iPhone, the light bulb, amongst other things that have been invented by Americans in a relatively short amount of time. Yet, that hasn't quenched the American public's desire for new creations. Now, in this sentence, we have the word quench. That means to solve your thirst. If you're thirsty, you drink something, and then you're no longer thirsty. You have quenched your thirst. We're using the word quench here also to refer to the word desire. If you have desire or if you want something, you want that desire quenched or satisfied. So the American public still has this desire to see new inventions, new creations, so their desire has not been quenched yet.
Yeah, we also use the verb quench to talk about putting out a fire, to stop a fire from burning. You want to quench the flames. Firefighters will go and quench the flames. And like Tom said, the most popular phrase we use with this verb is to quench your thirst, to stop you from feeling thirsty. Well, if you want to stop that desire to have more creations, you've got to come up with more creations. So the American public is satisfied, as Tom said, which is a great way to change that word. You want to satisfy the public's desire for new creations. The search for America's next great inventor has begun on this reality TV show called The Big Brain Theory, Pure Genius.
Pure here. Pure means in its total original form. Like pure gold, which would be like 100% gold, not mixed in with other elements and metals and things like that. So pure genius means absolutely total 100% genius. Okay, so let's move on now to the next paragraph and see exactly what this is all about. To me, it sounds kind of like a game show or a competition because we have 10 contestants. And if you are a contestant, that means you are a participant in some sort of competition or some kind of contest. So we've got these contestants who are vying against each other, competing against each other in order to win a prize.
That's right. So what are they good at, these contestants? Well, they were chosen because they're very good in math, science, and engineering. Engineering is the work of designing, creating things like it could be a large structure like a road or a bridge. Or you might be engineering a new product or a system by using your science background. You can actually study mechanical engineering, civil engineering, chemical engineering. There's even software engineers out there who come up with new software. Well, they're very good at these things, and so they got picked to participate in the show. There are 10 of them.
And a person who participates in some kind of competition is called a participant. So each week, the participants are presented with a seemingly impossible engineering challenge. Here we have the word present, and we're using it together with the preposition with. To be presented with something. That means they are given this thing. They're offered this challenge. So if you're a participant or a contestant, you're going to have some sort of challenge given to you. You're going to have some sort of challenge presented to you or given to you. And we're describing this as a seemingly impossible engineering challenge. So seemingly here is an adverb. It just means that the challenge seems to be impossible. It looks like it's something that just isn't possible to solve.
So if this word precedes an adjective, it's just saying it appears to be uncertain or not true. So it seems to be impossible, but actually, our contestants do a pretty good job on it. These guys have 30 minutes to brainstorm solutions to the problem they're presented with or that they're given. If you brainstorm something, you kind of think of all the crazy ideas you can, and you don't discard or throw any of them away. You just keep thinking. Sometimes if you work for a company, you'll have a brainstorming meeting where you'll all sit around a table and throw out ideas. Some are really bad, but you can't criticize each other. You just have to be really creative and keep coming up with some ideas. And eventually, someone comes up with a good one.
You have to let your imagination run wild or let your imagination run away from you in order to come up with all sorts of wild ideas. And then they kind of narrow them down and pick out maybe the top 10 of them or something like that and decide, hey, these seem to be viable solutions to our problem. Now, the two contestants with the best answers, as determined by the judges, will be selected as captains of their teams, and we'll take turns selecting other members. So first of all, we've got two contestants who have the best answers. They will be determined by the judges. To determine something means to find the answer to something or make a decision. So the judges look at all the contestants and all their ideas, and they decide who the final two contestants will be.
Mm-hmm. Now, these two contestants that the judges pick are actually made the captains of their teams. There are two teams, so two captains. And then these two captains will take turns selecting other members that they competed against to be on their team. If you take turns, it's a phrase we use to say, someone gets to do something first and you wait while they do it, and then it's your turn. You get to go ahead and do something. So they take turns selecting other members. After the teams are chosen, they will have just 3 days to turn their idea into a reality before the squads face off. We're going to talk about that sentence and a lot more, but first we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Eric， 欢迎收听 English Digest。今天的课程将介绍 Discovery 的新节目《工程师大对决》，那是个解决工程挑战的竞赛型节目。我们来看文章标题，也就是节目英文名称的前半部 ，The Big Brain Theory。这里其实是有谐音的词，因为 The Big Bang Theory 指的是宇宙大爆炸论。那 bang 的拼法是 b-a-n-g， 就是指爆炸的声音。那文章把标题下为 The Big Brain Theory， 那其实里面的 big brain 指的就是聪明人的意思，因为脑比别人大，当然就是比较聪明咯。一开始我们来看课文第一段第一句， In its relatively short history, the U.S. has produced...Some of the world's finest modern inventions. 这句话表示，在美国相对上比较短的历史中，已经出产了一些全球最佳的现代发明。句子里用到了 relatively short history， 那是因为美国建国至今也才几百年，那跟许多国家比较起来要短很多。那后面句中现在完成式 has produced。是表示从以前到现在的动作或状况的意思，那是现在完成式最常见的用法。让我们来造个例句， I've watched this movie 7 times， 中文是说我已经看过这部电影7次了，也就是从以前到现在总共看了7次。那这里我们补充一下，现在完成式的另外一个常见的用法就是表示单一动作已经完成。那例如课文第一段的第四句， The search for America's next great inventor has begun on Discovery's new reality show, The Big Brain Theory, Pure Genius. 那意思就是说， Discovery 频道的新实境节目《工程师大对决》已经开始寻找美国下一位伟大发明家。那剧中 has begun只是表示寻找美国下一个伟大发明家的这件事情已经开始了。那要注意这个用法中通常没有时间副词。那让我们来看个例句， I've finished my assignment， 中文就是说我已经完成了我的作业，所以在这句里面也没有时间的副词。那我们来复习一下现在完成式的两个用法。第一，就是表示从过去到现在的动作或状况，那后面常有 for 加一段时间，或是 since 加过去时间，或是过去式子句的用法。那第二个用法呢，则表示已经完成单一动作，那后面通常没有表示时间的副词或片语。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue with our lesson for today. Again, we're talking about the Big Brain Theory, Pure Genius. This is a program on Discovery Channel. It's kind of like a slice of life, if you will, a reality television. We've got these contestants who are competing against each other to try to solve a seemingly impossible engineering challenge. So again, we've got people who are brainstorming ideas, and then two contestants are determined by the judges, and then they form their teams. They take turns choosing the other members. I'll take him. I'll take him. I'll take her. I'll take him. I'll take her. So they go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
They take turns. Now, afterward, after they have selected their teams, they will have just 3 days to turn their idea into a reality before the two squads face off. Now, notice above there in the phrase, take turns, the word turn there is a noun. It's your turn, it's my turn. No, I was here first, it's my turn. But here we have turn being used as a verb, to turn something into something else, turn into. And you do have to put the thing you're turning after the word turn and then say into. I'm going to turn you into a chicken, for example, if you're a mad scientist or something like that. In other words, you take something and you change it into another form. In this case, it's an idea, and they need to turn it into reality or a reality. It's no longer just an idea. It actually exists.
That's right. So they're going to do this, turn their ideas into a reality or something that's real, and then the two squads are going to face off. Squad here is another word for team. I know when my brothers played football in high school, they would talk about being on different squads that would practice against each other from the same school. So if you face off, this is a verb phrase that means two people or two teams. It has to be two sides. They're involved in some sort of competition, maybe a conflict, a dispute. Sometimes when protesters in the street get really out of control and angry, they'll have to face off with police. They can also face off against the police. A lot of times, two teams will face off in the playoffs to decide who the champion is. So these two squads, these two teams are going to face off once they come up with their idea and turn it into a reality.
They will compete with each other. They will face off. Face off can be a noun here if you put a hyphen there, face hyphen off. That's in ice hockey when the puck is dropped on the ice and two players try to get the puck. That is called a face-off. In basketball, it's called a jump ball, you know, basically when they try to get the ball. But I just thought I'd mention that because people here in Taiwan are really into sports. But,
I think there was a very popular movie years back called Face-Off with John Travolta and Nick. What's Nick's last name?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, and the director was Chinese, John Woo.
You're right.
It was called Face Off. It's kind of cool.
I shouldn't say it, but I hated that movie because it just went on and on, one action scene after another.
Yeah.
And I said, why do they keep doing this? They drag these action scenes out so long. And then my wife said,
John Woo is famous for his action scenes. That's true.
Yeah, I got really tired of watching it. But in any case here, back to the original subject here, we've got these two squads or two teams facing off. They're competing against each other. And after every challenge, a member of the losing team will be voted off the show. That doesn't sound very good. That sounds like that Donald Trump show. What was that called? Where somebody gets fired or something.
Yeah.
You didn't,
Apprentice.
The Apprentice, yeah. So he tells them that they're no good and they're worthless human beings and he fires them. Sounds similar here. The challenge goes on and they go through the challenge, and then a member of the losing team says, you got to go. You're the one who caused all the problems.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's lots of finger pointing. It's your fault. You're the one. You're the reason we lost. We could have won, but you are the one who ruined it for everybody. So that person is booted off the team.
There are a lot of reality shows these days that are competitions like Tom was describing. I like Top Chef, which is shown here in Taiwan, too. A lot of times when someone gets kicked off the team, his team will say, oh, well, it was this person's fault, like Tom said. We call that phrase throwing someone under the bus. If you throw somebody under the bus, it means you blame them for problems that you had. So somebody will get thrown under the bus and then they get kicked off.
Won't they get crushed by the bus that way?
It's kind of an interesting phrase, isn't it?
Sounds kind of cruel.
Yeah, so it's how you kick someone off your team. Now, this continues until at the final episode, you'll have one person who remains, and of course, they're the winner. What does the winner get? Well, they get $50,000 in cash, which is okay. Some of these competitions, they get a better prize than that. But they also get a dream job, a job that they could only dream of in the past, and it's with a high-tech company, which is perfect for these guys because they're scientists.
Indeed, so they'll probably get some job in the Silicon Valley, probably. That's where a lot of high-tech companies are, but not necessarily. They're spread all over the U.S. and all over the world, especially here in Asia. Lots of high-tech companies out here. So, hey, maybe they'll take some kind of contract and work in Shanghai or something like that. Well, the host of the show is actor and producer Cal Penn, not the thing you used to write with, P-E-N. This is P-E-N-N, Penn, which reminds me of the state of Pennsylvania, right? William Penn, wasn't he the founder of Pennsylvania? Something like that. But in any case here, have you heard of Cal Penn before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have.
Actually, he's in a very famous show, and it was shown here in Taiwan. The actor, what was the name of the show? He was a doctor, and he was really grumpy all the time.
Oh, no, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was shown here in Taiwan. They killed him off the show because he wanted to go work for Obama when Obama got elected, but he has since left the White House. He's a pretty smart guy.
Smart because he left the White House?
Probably, yeah. But he got back into acting, which is his first love. One of the two judges is actually a CEO. He's the chief executive officer of a company named WET, W-E-T. It's a technology company. And the other judge is a nanotechnologist. Nano, if you put it in front of a word, just means a billionth part of something. Like a nanosecond is a billionth of a second. He's a nanotechnologist, works with very small things, and a renewable energy innovator. Renewable energy is the type of energy that you can keep at, once you've used it, it still is there. For example, water energy or wind energy is renewable.
Yeah, those are some good examples there. Renewable energy. Solar power is also renewable as compared to fossil fuels. Once you burn it, it's gone. You got to find some more someplace else. Now, an innovator is somebody who comes up with new ideas. And if you're an innovator, of course, you've got lots of inventions, lots of ideas that nobody else seems to have.
I just remembered the name of that show, House.
House.
Dr. House. Yeah, and they've shown it here in Taiwan because I've seen it on cable. He's a grumpy old doctor. Well, Cal Penn was one of his doctors that was studying with him the first couple of years, and then I think he committed suicide in the show because he wanted off.
In the show.
Yeah, in the show only. Weekly winners are selected for their logic. If you are logical, that's the adjective form. It just means you have a really reasonable way or practical way of thinking or understanding something. So what they put together is designed and is very logical in the way it's put together. So you have to be logical if you want to come away the winner, and they also are judged on how their ideas are executed under real-world conditions.
Execute, that means to carry something out. You have an idea, and you want to put it into practice, make it a reality, to execute your idea, to make it happen. Execute can also mean somebody gets killed for committing a terrible crime, like murder or something.
Yeah.
People can be executed. People can be executed here in Taiwan for various crimes in the U.S., Russia, China, all those places. Execute their criminals if they've murdered somebody or done something really bad. But here, execute does not mean you're killing somebody. It means you're actually putting something into practice. You're executing your idea. And these have to be under real-world conditions, not just in the laboratory or a computer simulation. It actually has to be demonstrated that this could actually be done in the real-world conditions.
Conditions is just another word for situation. So anything that exists in real life, they have to make the judges understand that this could happen in real life. It's not just if you have particular condition set up or a particular situation that helps them. So it's kind of interesting. We're going to talk about how well they did on the first episode. But that's in our next program. Right now, guys, we're going to listen again to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们看到第二段第五句。Afterward, they will have just 3 days to turn their idea into a reality before the two squads face off. 之后在两队对决之前他们只有三天来让想法成真。先看到 afterward 这个字，那它是副词，表示之后后来的意思。那有时候我们会看到这个字后面有加 s， 那是一样的意思。让我们来造个例句吧。Take a break, and you'll feel better afterward. 中文是指休息一下，之后你会感觉比较好。接着我们来看一下句子里的 turn A into B 的片语，意思是指把 A 变成 B。例如 ,The evil witch turned the prince into a frog. 意思就是说邪恶的女巫把王子变成了青蛙。下面我们看一下第三段第二句。One of the two judges is the CEO of WET, a technology company. 那意思就是说，两位评审之中，一位是 WET 科技公司的总裁。那我们看到句子的主词是 one of the two judges, 也就是两位评审中的一位。那我们会用 one。然后剩下的那一位我们就会说是 the other。 那句中的 a technology company 是同位语，补充说明 WET 是什么。那接着看句子后半段， and the other is a nanotechnologist and renewable energy innovator。 中文就是另外一位是奈米科技学家兼再生能源发明家。所以在只有两个人时，我们就会说 one 点点点 and the other 点点点，表示一位如何，然后另外一位又如何。最后让我们来造个例句。 One of my sisters is a Japanese teacher and the other is a math teacher. 那意思就是说，老师的妹妹们有一位是日文老师，而另外一位是数学老师，所以老师总共有两个妹妹。
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time because we are not finished talking about the Big Brain Theory. Until then, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.